The text that calls for our attention this night is from Romans chapter 12, where it simply says, "Be joyful in hope." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I suppose you could say it began for me at an early age. It was as I watched the Jetsons on TV that I began to dream what it would be like to live in the future. The robots, the flying cars, life in space. And it continued on as I went on into adolescence. As I sat in the theater watching such epics as Star Wars and Star Trek, still dreaming those dreams about what it would be like to live in the future. Galactic forces, virtual realities, all those cool spaceships. Yes, I suppose, like most people, I have spent more than my fair share of time thinking about living in the future. But you know, thinking about living in the future is not really just the stuff of imaginations and of movies. It is truly the stuff of faith. For hope, you see, is truly all about thinking about living in the future. Or even put more powerfully, it is about living now with the blessings that we will have in the future. Hope is about seeing death and yet believing in life. It is about feeling sickness and believing in wholeness. It is about hearing about war and yet believing in peace. And the hopes that we have as Christian people are not just dreams that we have in the night. No, indeed, the things that we think about will one day happen. Oh, there may never be flying cars, but there will be a day coming when things like life and wholeness and peace will rule the day, for all evil and all of its effects will be gone. Yes, there is a day coming, and that day is coming because of the one who we await, and specifically because of his arrival, his life, his death, and his resurrection. You see, because he was born, and because he lived perfectly, and because he died, and because he rose, you and I know that one day we will see those things which we hope for with our own eyes. You and I know that we are not just filling our minds up with some dream-inspired possibilities, but rather we are focusing our minds on the very realities that God has promised will occur. You could say our hope is not a passion about possibilities, but rather it is a passion about promises, promises that God has made, and promises we know he will keep because he is faithful. And this hope that we have is not something that will only have impact when we get to that last day and we see those things we have hoped for. But rather, the hope that we have is something that changes our today as well. It indeed is the thing that gives to us the blessings of the future. Hope is what allows us to live now as if we were there on that last day. For you see, knowing that we will have life enables us to stand at a grave sad, yet not crushed. Knowing that we will have wholeness enables us to get through those days when our health is less than optimal. Knowing that we will have peace gives us reason to smile even when it seems like the nightly news is nothing but bad news. And I suppose that then is why Paul wrote in Romans, "Be joyful in hope." For indeed, it is Christian hope that brings true joy. when we think about our world and the things that we experience, there are certainly at least times in our life when we have to admit that the things we see with our eyes, they sometimes give us more reason to be down than they do to be joyful. After all, people die. Sickness comes. Wars rage on. But that's exactly when Christian hope kicks in. For it brings the joy that will be there on that last day into the present. It allows us to live already now with the joy that will be ours then in eternity with God. Isaiah says it this way. He says that hope renews our strength. He goes as far as to say that when we hope, we get the strength and endurance of God himself. And that's why he can say that with hope, we are ready to soar as on eagle's wings. For yes, hope, when it is placed in Jesus, does bring joy. And so it's no great wonder why Matthew then can tell us that indeed on that last day, people from all nations will have placed their hope in Jesus. For deep down, don't all people long to have joy? And Jesus, we are told, is one who never extinguishes hope. Instead, he takes hope that's sort of smoldering, and he makes it into a large flame again. We all know this truth about hope as well. Hope is only as good as the thing you're hoping in. But we must admit, at times we place our hopes in all sorts of things that ultimately are not where our hope should rest. Many times we place our hope in our jobs, or in our financial security, or in other people. As we go through life, we quickly learn all of those things can disappoint us, and often do. And so tonight it is good that we would turn again and that we would place our hope firmly on the one whom we await to arrive in the manger, the one who we await to arrive back on the clouds on that last day, the one who is our reason for being here in the first place tonight. Author Philip Crosby, in his book called March Till They Die, tells about his experience in the Korean War. He tells of a particular time in November of 1950. He says at that point the North Koreans were being driven back to the North. And as they went along, they took along their American and European prisoners with them. Crosby says the marches that they would have to take were absolutely terrible. For sometimes they would be marched for up to 20 miles a day in the cold. Not to mention the fact that even before they started, they were already hungry and suffering. You see, on this march, when they started to march, the prisoners who couldn't keep up and fell back were taken care of quite quickly. Yes, when someone would fall back from the pack, there was no stopping for them. There was only shots that would ring out. They were executed on the spot. And that is when Crosby and a few of his Christian friends decided to do something. And they went up there next to the GIs that were at the back of the path, those about to fall behind. And they whispered these words in their ear, silently enough so that they could not be heard by anyone except that person. They said, God is near us in this dark place. His love is real. His mercy is real. His forgiveness is real. And his reward awaits us. Crosby tells how those words of hope quite literally kept some of those GIs alive on those terrible marches. Tonight we gather to recognize that hope is what ultimately keeps us alive as well. It's what keeps us going, living in this world that is not as it should be. For indeed, God whispers in our ears. In whatever whatever tragedy that we are going through at the time, He says to us, I am near you in the dark place. My love is real. My mercy is real. Indeed, my reward is waiting for you. That is why Paul can call us to be joyful in hope. For you see, while thinking about flying cars and stellar spaceships might bring a smile to our face for a few moments, only living in the reality that God has promised to each one of us who believe in Jesus Christ can ultimately bring us true joy that can last. And so we do as Paul calls us to. We are joyful in hope. Amen.